Talking with Van Meter, head football coach Eric Trudeau, his team getting ready for the Class 2A postseason. Coach, I mean, you guys finished the season on a strong note after a hiccup there in the middle part of the year. Now, how are we feeling as we get ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, it's an exciting time of the year. Everybody gets to restart their seasons. Everybody's 0-0, and you're just looking to be 1-0 after this week.
I know, you know, every year is different, right? There's new guys that step up, and there's obviously kids graduate. But you guys have, you know, found the blueprint for what works in the postseason there at Van Meter over the years. How important do you think that is as you guys get into the postseason?
Yeah, hopefully it's important. Hopefully our kids understand that they've been there before, and they understand what it's going to take, and everybody's going to be giving their best efforts. There are no games off. Because there is no next week if you don't take care of this week. So, you know, I think our kids understand that pretty well. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a good week of practice.
With this team in particular this year, tell me kind of you know, about your guys' this season and how you're feeling with the trajectory up to this point.
Yeah, I think we've played pretty consistently defensively. And that's kind of, you know, steadied us when we've had some of those moments. Where we haven't been maybe as consistent offensively, but then we've, you know, had some really good games offensively, and we've been able to put some points on the board. And so, you know, it's just been a little bit of hit and miss here and there. And, you know, hopefully last week we were able to kind of put together a complete game, and that hopefully will springboard us forward and give us something to build off of. And we can, you know, put things together both offensively, defensively, and then also on special teams. Our special teams have played a huge role for us. We've played exceptionally well on special teams the past few weeks. And the kids recognize the importance of that and how those plays can change a game and give you momentum. And they've done a really good job there.
I know one guy that's been really impressive from my vantage point the last couple of weeks has been Christian Williams there at the running back spot. Had a big game Friday night, had a big game a couple weeks ago against Sheraton. Tell me about his growth as a runner and how he's been able to put together the performances that he has lately.
Yeah, Christian's done a really nice job of stepping up since we lost Tate in that Clarinda game. And, you know, he's got really good vision and he understands, you know, how to read the running plays that we're executing, and a really patient runner. But then when he hits the hole, he hits it really hard. And it always seems like he's the type of runner that falls forward for you. So, you know, runs with good pad level, has his pads behind him, or has himself behind his pads. And but he would also tell you that his offensive line has done a better job or has done a good job and improved throughout the season. And without those guys up front and without the receivers blocking out on the edge, he's not going to be able to be very successful. So it's a total team effort in our run game.
Now, looking to the postseason, you guys are the 2 seed in your district. You get to host South Tama on Friday night. We're talking on Saturday afternoon after the or Sunday afternoon, the brackets came out on Saturday. What do you know about them as you get ready?
Yeah, they're the number 8 team rushing in Class 2A. And they do a really nice job of, you know, taking what a defense gives you and being very patient in what they're doing. And they'll take 3 and 4 yards at a time and just try and wear you down, it seems like. But then they'll also have the big play in the passing game. And if you aren't prepared, if you aren't disciplined in your reads and keys, then you got to, they've got a chance to really hit some big plays on you. So we've got a challenge ahead of us. And and then defensively, you know, they fly to the football and they're pretty physical up front. They've got kind of a bigger front, both offensively and defensively in their line. So that'll present a challenge for us, certainly. And their running back's the number 5 rusher in Class 2A. So he's pretty good.
What is priority number 1 for your team on Friday night?
I think it starts up front. I think we've talked about this before when you've interviewed me, Trevor, and, you know, we've got to definitely control their running game. That's what they want to do. If we can, you know, have them have to choose their second or third option, that's always a good thing against the team that you're playing. And then offensively, we need to turn around and we need to control the ball. We need to take care of the ball, and we need to control the ball with our running game and execute well there as well. So,
Eric Trudeau, head football coach at Van Meter. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much.